Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Scott Dewar. I'm from the Australian Geospatial Intelligence Organisation, AGO. Not ASIO, AGO, a very important kind of difference there. I started in my role in August of last year, and it's great to be able to hear to tell you a little bit about the journey AGO is on, because I think that helps explain a bit of the journey we're on with space, because seeing from space is what we do. Whether it's examining high-quality imagery to understand changing strategic circumstances or extracting features from imagery to deliver products to help our customers operate with confidence in their environment, we rely on space. And because of that, we've got some pretty exciting times ahead. I want to take you back to 2016, to the Defence White Paper. That white paper did three key things. First, it assessed the strategic environment that Australia faced. Secondly, set out a strategy to protect our national interest in that environment. And thirdly, designed a force structure that would, within the resources available, allow us to best defend and promote Australia's national interest. So the strategic assessment found that we were facing a changing strategic landscape that was becoming increasingly complex. As changes in the distribution of power in the Indo-Pacific and globally was one key factor. So too is technological change, growing military capability in our region, and the growing importance of space and cyber domains. Terrorism, of course, is a major threat. And so to respond to this environment, the White Paper strategy outlined how a more capable, agile and potent set of military capabilities would be developed. And among them, among those new capabilities was a new satellite imagery capability. And the rationale behind this was pretty straightforward. In an increasingly complex security and strategic environment, we need a greater range of capabilities to help understand and monitor that environment. We need a range of capabilities that we, Australia, can deploy as necessary in pursuit of our own national interests. Now, of course, working closely with our partners in the field, in this field, will remain crucial, and I do want to take this opportunity just to publicly acknowledge the importance of our relationship with the United States and the value that we in AGO get from our partnership with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency in the US, the NGA. But in addition to these strong international partnerships and expanding our engagement with commercial providers of imagery, we also need a purely sovereign-controlled capability. And that capability will allow us to have a greater degree of autonomy over how we obtain imagery for analysis and for the development of maps and other products. So at the same time as the white paper was being developed, government also had commissioned and then endorsed the findings of the First Principles Review into Defence. These two things are related because the review looked at how Defence conducted its business. And one of the findings of the First Principles Review related to AGO. And that review recommended, and government agreed, that all of the geospatial capabilities in defence be brought together in AGO. Now, that process had already been underway for some time. Previously, we'd brought the imagery analysts together with our map-making and data experts. But we then added the Australian Hydrographic Office and Aeronautical Information Services to what we do. And perhaps most importantly, we also added a capability development capacity because we were given responsibility for managing geospatial intelligence capability across defence. So at the same time as we're being given a major task to respond to the changing strategic environment, we're also being given the responsibility and the opportunity to develop and directly manage the capabilities that deliver on those outcomes. There's three major projects that we've got going to deliver on that. One is focused on dissemination systems. That will allow us to get data, products, services to our end users, whether they're in a fifth-generation fighter, whether they're on a ship, whether they're in land combat vehicles. Our goal is to ensure that every defence user and platform is operating from the same set of geospatial data, current and accurate. It's what we call richer and more accessible geoint. Another one of our programs is focused on improving our in-house analytical and processing systems so that we can modernise our production capability. We're going to have more sources of imagery and more sources of data coming down. We won't have enough analysts to just go through that manually. We're going to need bigger, better systems, including, importantly, machine learning and artificial intelligence aspects to that. And the third project, DEF-799, is focused on our collection systems. Phase one of Project 799 has seen us enter into relationships with commercial providers of imagery and begin to establish a ground segment so that we can directly task and downlink imagery from the commercial satellites. and having this ground segment will enable us to consume the best commercial offerings in support of our mission's needs. It gives us flexibility in volume and capacity, and it lowers the barriers of entry to commercial providers in engaging directly with us on this journey. Phase one is modest in scope, but it's revolutionary in effect. It will deliver Defence's first infrastructure for accessing low-Earth orbit spacecraft for imaging. And while it is initially focused on commercial accesses, the infrastructure will be flexible and it opens opportunities to Defence that have previously haven't existed. Now, phase two is even better. Phase two is the sovereign overhead imagery capability that was in the Integrated Investment Program. That was the document that accompanied the 2016 Defence White Paper. And as AGO seeks to deliver on the task in the First Principles Review to lead the GEOINT domain, the geospatial intelligence domain within Defence, and bring together all of those capabilities under one organisational roof, delivering a space-based capability is central to what we're trying to achieve. So with all of that as context about where AGO is coming from and the context we're operating in, I want to give you an update on DEF-79 Phase 2, where we're up to and where we're going. Couple of key messages up front. First, everything, of course, is still subject to government decision making. I'm going to outline to you where we're heading, but I've got to stress that forward steps will only be taken as government makes decisions. Second, and well aligned with this reality, we're taking a very deliberate and measured approach to this task. We're not rushing to get systems into space that are experimental. To meet Defence's operational requirements, we will need space systems at the high end of the TRL spectrum. And we're working to clearly define the requirements, the available capabilities, how we'll utilise the end product and the path we'll take. Third, as with all Defence projects, we will seek to maximise Australian industry involvement. I'll talk some more about how we're seeking to do this by utilising Defence's existing Defence industry programs there. Phase one of our project is already delivering great benefits to us. We're not only acquiring imagery, but we're getting more and new experience in the tasking and management of collection from satellites. And this is an important part of the whole endeavour because building the skills and the workforce in the long term is going to be absolutely crucial for us. So I'm pleased to announce today, and hence my shameless recruitment advertisements up on the screen, I'm pleased to announce today that as part of our graduate recruitment process that's getting underway this year, we're going to be offering two positions for graduates specifically with space engineering backgrounds. People who can join AGO, learn about the business that we do, and then take on key roles as we move forward with our projects. It's the first time we've explicitly targeted space engineering graduates. There's limited spaces, but I want to attract the best. I'm particularly keen to hear from women space engineers that are interested in applying. We've got serious ambition for a project of national significance, and I'm inviting graduates out there to join us on the AGO space journey. Having said that, it's going to be a long journey, okay? But if you want a front row seat at a satellite launch in the future, AGO is on the path to being able to offer that. So our journey since our announcements at the International Astronautical Congress in Adelaide 2017 has seen us begin delivering phase one, and now we're on to phase two. And that journey is really getting underway this year. What we're doing is we've got a series of major work packages that will help us to provide recommendations to government about the way we want to approach the question of an overhead satellite imagery capability and space-based geoinc sensors. So since the White Paper and the announcements of government's intentions, industry's been really proactive in coming to us and communicating about the many capabilities that already exist that might meet our needs. And I want to thank everyone for their enthusiasm and for their engagement on that. We're going to be taking a considered approach to how such capabilities will support our national interests. We've got a clear plan for how we're going to do that, and it will ensure the capability options we take to government will meet the requirements of Defence for GEOINT. It'll be coordinated across our many customers, both within Defence and more broadly, and will take into account the rapid strides that industry is taking to make space more accessible and cheaper. Our plan consists of five work packages. Work package one is already underway, and that studies the strategic considerations of a national undertaking this size. We're beginning on work package two, which will see us engaging widely across Defence, across the national intelligence community, across government, with our international partners, with our industry and academic partners, to consider all the potential use requirements that a capability may offer Australia. So Defence 799, Phase 1 and Phase 2, our approach to this whole thing is very closely aligned, and drawing a lot of support from defence industry policy initiatives and priorities. If we get all the approvals from government to proceed within a decade, defence and the national intelligence community will benefit from a sovereign space-based geoint collection capability that will assure that the ADF and the intelligence community have access to overhead imagery. It's a big task. It's a project of national significance. As we move towards realising our goal, we look forward to engaging with industry and the academic sector to realise the full potential of this project. AGO looks forward to sharing our space journey with all of you. Thanks again for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it.